now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high of 65. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 48. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Wayne County Board met last night for a short session. One of the only items of business at the meeting dealt with upgrades at the Wayne County Jail. Sheriff Mike Everett said the jail could use a new door system, as the jail's current doors are over 25 years old. He also said he would need a new fingerprint machine, as the fingerprint system at the jail has been down for several months. The office of the Wayne County Clerk says a fund from the Sheriff's Department budget will pay for the upgrades. The new door system will reportedly cost approximately $37,000, and a fingerprint machine will cost $12,000. More news next.
At Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics, your family's care team is close to home. But it's not just about convenience. It's about quality care. From routine care to acute needs, Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics in Carmi and McLeansboro have you covered. Plus, same-day appointments are available and a Carmi walk-in clinic on Saturdays for those unexpected illnesses. With 7 providers and 9 specialty care clinics, maybe it's time to take another look at Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics.
Why not give mom a break and do the grocery shopping for her this week? She'll be impressed by how much you save at Little Giant Grocery in Carmi. From fresh and pure ground beef, only $1.99 a pound, to Healthy Ones smoked turkey breast, yours for just $1.99 a pound. Mom deserves the best. Pick up California strawberries, just $1.99 a quart. 12-pack cans of RC Cola, all flavors, just $2.99. And get Maxwell House coffee, 30-plus-ounce cans, only $5.99. Your dollar buys more at Little Giant Grocery in Carmi.
Talk about sneaking up on you. Mother's Day is this weekend. Now, before you freak out and grab some stale candy and gas station roses, just slow down and pay a visit to Gottman's Custom Jewelry, located inside Black Fashion Flowers on Main Street in Fairfield. Gottman's is ready for you, even if you don't have any idea what to do for mom. When the best florist teams up with the finest jeweler, your Mother's Day shopping couldn't be easier. That's Gottman's Custom Jewelry inside Black's Fashion Flowers.
In other news, Jasper Grade School held its graduation services last night. Chloe Draper, daughter of Michael and Regina Draper, was named valedictorian, and Walker Clevenger, son of Leif and Georgia Clevenger, was named salutatorian. Draper and Clevenger were also the winners of the American Legion Awards, with Avery Stentz and Joshua Bassnett the runners-up. Citizenship Awards went to Stentz and Dawson Stewart. And Stentz also took home the Leadership Award, along with Caleb Gonzalez. Stentz won the Jasper Essay Award as well. 7 students were honor graduates, meaning they had a GPA of 4.75 or above. Those students were Bassnett, Clevenger, Draper, Stentz, Lexi Klein, Griffin Hinkle, and Maria Ward. Also recognized during the graduation were 3 retirees from Jasper School, Roberta Onstott, Myra Parrott, and Gene Simpson. Former Illinois Lieutenant Governor Sheila Simon was the guest speaker. 2 members of the Adult Education Department at Frontier Community College were recently recognized by the Illinois Secretary of State's office with Spotlight on Service Awards. Angel McGuire of Fairfield and Vicki Creeters of Bridgeport were recognized yesterday at a ceremony in Springfield for their efforts as volunteer tutors with the IECC Adult Volunteer Literacy Program at FCC. Illinois Secretary of State and State Librarian Jesse White presented the awards to Creeters and McGuire, who were 2 of 10 total recipients in the state. Creeters and McGuire were also given special recognition by 109th District Representative Darren Bailey, who was in attendance. Creeters started volunteering with the literacy program 15 years ago and has been tutoring ever since, even through the state budget impasse. McGuire was one of the first volunteers to sign up as a new tutor when the program was revived in the summer of 2018, and she took on multiple learners in an effort to get the program up and running. The 2 were nominated by Hayden McDuffie, coordinator of literacy development at FCC. The Fairfield Post Office will hold its annual food drive tomorrow. Anyone who would like to donate to the drive should drop off their grocery sack at the back box by the post office or on their porch by their mailbox for a carrier to pick up. Donations must be out by 3:30 to be included in the drive. The post office says all donations will stay local. 35-year-old Fairfield resident Edward A. Riley was booked in the Wayne County Jail yesterday afternoon. Riley's personal recognizance was revoked, and per a judge's order, he will be held in the jail until his sentencing on a variety of counts in Wayne County Circuit Court. Mike Podolsky, a member of the Atkinson Forest Steering Committee, told the Fairfield Park District Board last night that the committee has postponed its scheduled report to the Fairfield City Council on Tuesday. Podolsky pleaded with the Park Board to support the project through an intergovernmental agreement with the city. After their meeting, Park Board President Jay Faye said he felt the city needs to make the first move.
I think what they want us to be is a supervisor and to make sure it works. My question is, you know, what is the extent of that? And we've got almost 150 acres inside the city limits already to take care of. It's difficult for us to add another 120 acres to that. I don't want to say that that's an excuse that would prevent us from helping. I've walked the trails of Atkinson Forest. I think it'd be a wonderful asset if we could have it. But it has to be a community project, and the city has to take the lead.
Podolsky said there was over $350,000 committed to the Atkinson Forest project in cash and labor. He said the steering committee requested the postponement of their presentation to the city council because of a jam-packed agenda for Tuesday's meeting at City Hall. In other park district matters, Jay Faye was re-elected board president, and election results were certified, giving Lynn DeMange another six-year term. Frontier Community College recently received a $2,500 grant from Walmart in Fairfield. The Walmart Community Grant is awarded to nonprofit organizations to improve access to recreation, arts, or cultural experiences. The college says the grant will be used to purchase supplies for a lineup of 10 kids' camps planned for the month of June. Registration is now open for each of the camps, many of which are open for kids entering grades 1 through 8. The lineup includes Mini-Me Baking, Rube Goldberg Machine Mania, Art Attack, Supreme Slime, and more. One particular camp that FCC is excited to offer is the Frontier Discovery Camp, which will be held on June 21st. Students entering grades 5 through 7 are invited to spend a day at the college performing experiments in geology, astronomy, chemistry, and biology. The camp will be led by local science teachers Ken Harris, Wes Hyduke, and Steve and Kim Liston. The cost is $20, and lunch will be provided. Dr. Paul Bruinsma, Dean of Instruction at FCC, said the Walmart grant offsets many expenses that students would normally face when registering for a class. Thanks to Walmart, the college will be able to provide multiple classes at lower costs that will benefit students and their families. The college will also apply the grant toward a cultural trip to St. Louis in July. The package will include tickets to see Footloose at the Muni, as well as transportation, dinner, a backstage tour, and more. More information will be released later this month. Anyone looking for more information about the summer kid camps or to register a child should call Frontier Community College at 842-3711. A complete lineup is listed in the summer schedule online at iecc.edu/FCC. Two Southern Illinois Community College presidents are lamenting the announced retirement of Illinois Eastern Community College CEO Terry Bruce. Southeastern Illinois College President Dr. Jonah Rice said the longtime area leader will be missed.
Terry Bruce has just been a friend to the entire community college system. He's really just a legend, not just among presidents, but really among state leaders, legislators, for helping devise the system, shape the system into one of the nation's best higher educational conglomerate in the country.
Rend Lake College President Terry Wilkerson said Bruce was part of the formation of the state community college system as a legislator and understood the needs of colleges in this region of the state.
He was in on the ground floor helping shape those. He understands the redistribution of monies across the state to support education from the south to the north. He realizes that downstate for Chicago starts at I-80, and so we've got to go 4 or 5 hours north before we get downstate. So he really understands this part of the area and helps understand the economics and the support of education.
Bruce announced his retirement effective June 30th of this year in a press release from the IECC late last week. Illinois Eastern Community Colleges include Frontier Community College, Olney Central, Wabash Valley, and Lincoln Trail. Rice and Wilkerson are two of the longest tenured college presidents in the state's community college system. A Shawneetown man was pronounced deceased at the scene of a two-car accident yesterday on Illinois Route 141 near the Wabash River. According to state police reports, at approximately 4:18 a.m., 31-year-old Shawneetown resident Matthew D. Ryder was driving a 2008 Ford Focus on westbound Route 141. Police say, for unknown reasons, Ryder crossed into the eastbound lane and struck a 2018 Mack truck tractor hauling a tanker trailer driven by 61-year-old Equality resident David R. Casey. Ryder was pronounced deceased at the scene, and Casey refused medical attention. The White County Sheriff's Department, ambulance service, and coroner's office were called to the scene, and they were assisted by an Illinois State Police Traffic Crash Reconstruction Unit officer. The incident remains under ISP investigation. Illinois House Republican leaders are calling for a balanced budget and a voice in budget negotiations. House Minority Leader Jim Durkin believes news that the state received $1.5 billion more than expected in tax revenue last month shows a new spending plan can be crafted without new taxes or tax increases for this year and the future.
Projections are showing that this year's tax receipts will be the highest that they have been in our state 200-year history. All of this is clear evidence of what I have always preached. When Democrats invite Republicans to the table and respect our priorities, we will work together in good faith and come to agreements that help move our state forward.
The Office of Management and Budget revealed Illinois received more than $4.1 billion of individual and corporate income tax revenue last month. That total is up 38% from April 2018. The price at the pump, as well as license plate and driver's license fees, would go up under a plan to raise money for Illinois' transportation needs. Kim Howard has more.
The current gas tax, set in 1990, is 19 cents a gallon. Under this proposal, it would increase to 44 cents a gallon in July and then be tied to inflation. Representative Don DeWitt of West Dundee says that's reasonable.
A Big Mac in 1990 was a buck and a quarter. Today it's $4.15. Unfortunately, that tax rate that was established in 90 was not indexed for inflation. That's a mistake that I don't think any of us want to make this time around.
The plan also doubles driver's license fees and raises vehicle registration fees by $50. Trucks would pay $100 more. Supporters say this is the best way to generate money for much-needed road and bridge repairs. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
A Champaign bus company is shutting down after the Illinois Attorney General's office sued it last year, alleging discrimination and harassment. The Champaign News-Gazette reports a court filing shows owner Dennis Teppin is closing Suburban Express, Allerton Charter Coach, and Illini Shuttle. Teppin reached a consent decree last month with the Attorney General. Then Attorney General Lisa Madigan's office sued Suburban Express after the company said in an ad that riders, quote, won't feel like you're in China when you're on our buses. The decree called for the company to pay customer refunds, implement anti-discrimination training for employees, and be monitored by the Attorney General's office for 3 years. Current Attorney General Kwame Raoul has accused Teppin of violating that decree. Suburban Express has maintained that it did nothing wrong and agreed to the deal despite feeling it was, quote, extorted by the state. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Hello, this is John Hosselton at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Is pre-planning your funeral worthwhile? Research has shown that making funeral pre-arrangements is worthwhile. You make your wishes known in advance, so difficult decisions won't have to be made at the time of death. These decisions can all be made in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Please call John or Julie at Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home for an appointment at 618-673-2131.
Spring has sprung at William Nobie & Company, and we have everything you need to get your yard in tip-top shape. Haul soil for your flower beds, pick up fallen limbs from storms, or pile firewood for those evening campfires with the free 10P cart when you purchase any John Deere Select or Signature Series lawn tractor. Hurry into any of our 13 locations and take advantage of this great offer. For a full list of locations and phone numbers, visit us online at wmnobie.com. Offer valid at point of purchase while supplies last or until July 2nd, 2019. No substitutes for other carts allowed. Cart freight setup and delivery are not included. Other restrictions apply, so see dealer for details.
Betty Rosenberg's collectible auction will be held this Saturday, the 11th, at 9 a.m. at the Indoor Exhibition Hall, Wayne County Fairgrounds in Fairfield. Auction highlights include antiques and collectibles, primitives, toys, household furnishings, glassware, 20 quilts, 10 Longaberger baskets, schoolroom collectibles, Maud Humphrey prints, black memorabilia, seasonal decorations, and so much more. Please plan to attend this collectible auction Saturday at 9 o'clock, Barnard Auctions in charge.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 53. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 25,702, down 125. The NASDAQ is at 7,847, down 63. June crude oil is at $61.95. That is up 25 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 79-year-old rural West Salem resident Jerry Wayne Desher died on Wednesday. He worked at Snap-on Tools for 41 years. Jerry Desher is survived by his wife, Mary Etta Desher, sister Lois Bennett of Martinsville, Indiana, children Donna K. Meadows of Fairfield, Danny Desher of Lancaster, and Janet Arnold of rural West Salem, five grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. Graveside services for Jerry Desher will be held on Saturday, tomorrow, at 10 o'clock a.m. at Harrison Cemetery in Lancaster. Family and friends are asked to go directly to the cemetery. In lieu of flowers, donations are encouraged to Pleasant Hill United Methodist Church. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of Allendale is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Did you know Asbury & Associates offers certified nurse midwife services? Meet Julie Reinhardt, the newest midwife of their team. Both Julie and Abigail Skinner bring years of nurse midwife experience to Asbury & Associates. Their services include obstetrical care and delivery, well woman exams, birth control counseling, infertility counseling, and many more gynecology services. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you. Call and schedule an appointment today.
Summer is quickly approaching and ice cream is in the air. At Dairy Queen, stop in and try the new Blizzard of the Month. Brownie dough and choco chunks, cocoa fudge, and brownie dough mixed with Dairy Queen delicious ice cream. Your taste buds will thank you. May kicks off the mini blizzard flight. Want to try something new? During the month of May, try any three mini blizzards for just $6.49. You pick the flavors. Call DQ today for your Mother's Day and graduation cakes. Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9. Fairfield area weather for today, cloudy skies and a high of 65. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, a low of 48, and a 70% chance for rain tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 58. The outlook for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, cloudy on Sunday. Sunday will have a high of 65 with a low of 45. Mostly sunny skies on Monday. Monday will have a high of 68 and a low of 45. Sunny skies on Tuesday. Tuesday's high will be around 72 with a low around 50.